Communities across the state are poring over Governor Sean Parnell's new budget proposal. One project that wasn't included in the capital budget is the South Peninsula Pipeline, a project that would bring natural gas into the Homer area for the first time. KBBI's Aaron Selbig asked the governor, why not?
For the last 2 years, officials in the Homer area have been lobbying hard for state funding of the South Peninsula Pipeline, a $10 million project that would make up the last 15 miles between Anchor Point and Homer and link up to 10,000 Alaskans to natural gas for the first time. The state legislature has signed off on that funding in its capital budget the last 2 years in a row, only to see it vetoed by Parnell. In probably his clearest remarks to date on the subject, Parnell said he would like to see the people of Homer pay for at least some of the gas pipeline themselves.
Approximately 400 plus thousand people on the Kenai Peninsula, in Anchorage, in the Matsu Borough have all paid for their main lines through their rates. What I have continually said to your representative is that when the Homer community will pay as part of the tariff for a part of that gas line and participate in it, that's when I would consider it in conjunction with all the other capital projects.
Matsu and Anchorage, to compare us to them, I don't think is fair, because they're highly concentrated populations within close proximity to each other. Homer is far away and isolated.
That's Homer City Manager Walt Reedy. He says there is no way the people of Homer could afford to pay the full $10 million, an amount roughly equal to 1 year of the city's general fund budget, towards the construction of a main gas pipeline.
That's why state assistance is needed, because, you know, that's what government does. Alaska is a sparsely populated state, and we're scattered over a vast geographical area. And for the most part, these utility extensions are not going to pencil out.
Representative Paul Seaton represents Homer in the state legislature and has pushed hard for the South Peninsula Pipeline over the last couple of years. He says that when you factor in all the costs of bringing in natural gas, including the build-out of a gas network in Homer and upgrading to appliances that run on natural gas, the community simply cannot afford to pay for the main pipeline.
If the transmission line has to be paid for by the small consumer base that's here, that means that the price would probably be pretty close to what it is to be on heating oil.
Even if some kind of tariff arrangement could be made between gas supplier NSTAR and the Homer community, Parnell would not commit Thursday to approving state money for the South Peninsula Pipeline.
I'm not going to be in the mode yet of saying yes or no on projects, but that's a position I've been consistent on. It's, you know, for me, it's not whether I like a natural gas pipeline or not. It's kind of fairness and equity among Alaska residents.
If that's his position, it means that a gas line from the North Slope is absolutely uneconomic to build the South Central.
Seaton promises to keep fighting for the South Peninsula Pipeline, which he sees as possibly the single biggest potential economic driver in the history of the Southern Kenai Peninsula. In Homer, I'm Aaron Selbig.